Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran, its surrogate Hezbollah in the Americas. Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, gives us a very compact summary of the bad acting by Iran and Hezbollah over many decades. But now with a new government in Buenos Aires, Javier Milei, a man who has made it very clear he's allied with Israel in its war against the jihadists out of Tehran, out of Caracas, out of Beirut, you name bad actors. They're gathering forces. We go to what is new here. And Mary, a very good evening to you. I was encouraged to read most that there will be yet another inquiry, this one very official by the Buenos Aires court, of the 94 bombing of the Jewish Center in Buenos Aires that left many dead, linked to bad actors from overseas, also linked to Alberto Niesman's death. Are we to be encouraged by this, Mary, that the trial will go forward and trying the accused in absentia? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. And yes, I agree with you. I think it's very good news. The 94 bombing of the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires killed 85 people. That was 2 years after Iran-backed Hezbollah bombed the Israeli embassy, killing 29 people. And there's never been any accountability for either one of those. One of the problems is in a lot of Latin American countries, you're not allowed to try people in absentia. And the 10 Lebanese and Iranian nationals who are suspected in this case are living outside of Argentina. So this new ruling that the judge actually made final last week, I think, will allow the court to go ahead and take the evidence and actually have a trial. And these people are tried in absentia. Obviously, if they want to go back and face their accusers, they can, but they're unlikely to do that. So that's good news because I think, just at a very basic level, people want justice for the murder of their loved ones. And then more broadly, I think it's important to know what Iran and Hezbollah were doing in Argentina in the 90s and to follow the trail to where it leads in terms of how they managed to pull this off. In that way, perhaps protect Argentines going forward.
One of the trails leads to Caracas, and the Venezuela Maduro regime regarded as illegitimately elected a man who's a brute towards his own population. Your reporting is pointing to a cooperation between Caracas and Tehran. Is that correct, Mary?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been a very big issue for at least a decade. Don't forget that one of the former vice presidents of Venezuela was a guy called Tarek Al-Assami. Now, he's since been dethroned. I'm not sure where he is, but he got in the wrong side of the regime and they kicked him out. But he has very strong links to the Middle East and was using them, flying back and forth to Tehran. And Venezuela actually started direct flights from Tehran to Caracas, where there was, when the plane landed, there was a separate port of entry. In other words, the Iranians didn't come through the normal immigration desk in Caracas. They went through a separate channel. And there are very strong allegations from analysts who cover this that they were given Venezuelan passports when they arrived in Venezuela, which, of course, would allow them to move about the region and not arouse suspicion for being Iranians. And there's some concern because the volume, the alleged volume, is very high. So there's concern about why Iran was basically shuttling in so many people into the Western Hemisphere.
One more mystery in Argentina before we go to the larger story. 2015, January, Alberto Niesman murdered, although, as I recall it, Ms. Kirchner, who is now under house arrest for her various corrupt acts over the years as president and vice president, declared suicide at the time. What do we know about Niesman's death so far?
Well, first of all, it's important to know that suicide has been ruled out. I mean, from the moment it was found to have happened, people were extremely suspicious because that day or the following day, he was supposed to go before Congress and lay out all the facts that he had collected in the investigation of the Omnia bombing, the 1994 bombing. So the supposition is that he had a lot of material, and a lot of that was printed, so they weren't able to snuff that out. But a lot of it was he was going to add to with the narrative that he would present to Congress. And one of his allegations was that the Kirchner regime, the Cristina Kirchner and her minions there in Argentina, were actually covering up the role that Iran played in this bombing. And somebody didn't want that to come out. That's the feeling. So when it initially happened, he said, oh, he was depressed because he hadn't found the smoking gun. And, you know, and everybody who knew him said that just didn't add up. And so they did an investigation after without her people, and they were able to rule out suicide. So they know it was a murder. He was shot in the head, but they don't know much more than that. It hasn't, you know, I mean, I suppose at some point the investigation continues, but we still don't know who killed Alberto Niesman.
Certainly the motive points to Hezbollah or Iran. Now, what is happening also—
Or someone in Argentina, because his allegation was that she had covered up for them. So that's also a possibility.
It is not just Venezuela. It is not just Argentina. Mary points to indications that Brazil, that Bolivia, that Cuba and Nicaragua are welcoming to Hezbollah Iranian agents. How to put it correctly, Mary?
Yeah, all these countries are allied with Iran. Bolivia for a long time. I've been worried about Bolivia because it's very poor and probably very susceptible to Iranian ideology, because the ideology of the government for many years, either under Evo Morales or under those who have replaced him, is very anti-American, anti-Western. So that is a government that would have an interest in doing harm to the U.S. The same can be said about Nicaragua. Brazil had been an ally of the U.S., but now that Lula da Silva is back in the presidency, it seems to be kind of playing footsie with Iran, and it allowed two Iranian warships to dock in Rio de Janeiro in 2023, I think it was, which was very upsetting to people who think of Brazil as a Western country. And, you know, if not the closest ally of the U.S., at least one that wouldn't support, you know, is a democracy and wouldn't support the kind of terrorism export that Iran does. So that was kind of disturbing. That's also a troubling development.
The big mystery for me, Mary, totally new to me, you introduced right away in your column, 11 Iranian foreign nationals across 8 states now detained by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. What do we believe they were here to do?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, there are 11, and I think one of them had some IRGC, you know, Revolutionary Guard experience on his resume and links to Hezbollah. And another one of them also had some troubling background. But we don't really know. We don't really know. The reason some of them, and 5 of them have criminal records, but not necessarily terrorism linked to Iran. But the reason I bring this up is because the volume of Iranians that were shuttled through, as I mentioned before, Caracas and given Venezuelan passports is astounding, you know? And so even if just a small fraction of them have some links to Tehran and the evil deeds that it wants to do to the United States, that's problematic, I think. You know, I'm sure that U.S. intelligence is on this and looking, you know, closely at whatever they can find. But, you know, it wouldn't be a new development to see a sleeper cell, you know, just here waiting for instructions from the mullahs. And I think that's something that Americans should be aware of.
Right now, Mary, what we have is your column to point to Iran's bad acting, but no clarity yet. Do you anticipate, we have 30 seconds, that the Trump administration will stay on this case?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think it's in their interest to ensure that we don't have a strike on the homeland. But it's not that easy.
Right.
You know? I think after 9/11, someone in national security was saying, you know, we have to be right every time. They only have to be right once. It's certainly in the interest of the Trump administration to keep their eyes peeled.
Mary Anastasia Gray, The Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's lattice.com/no regrets.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.